The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
All right. Welcome to a Thursday, everybody. It is Thursday, January 21st, 2021. A day of significance for a number of reasons. One, obviously, the most in our faces. Today was the first day in 4 years that we awoke without a Trump in the White House. It's the best feeling ever. And I'd say, well, we're done with Donald Trump now. It's time to move on. Unfortunately, the aftertaste persists, and it's nasty finish. It's just a nasty finish on the Trump presidency. Today, two things happen. One is, well, it's nice, you know, that he doesn't have the Twitter anymore, because frankly, we don't know what Trump thinks, and we don't really care. Actually, I have a hidden recording of his reaction to the festivities last night that we'll get to in a few minutes. But aside from that, we don't know, and that's good. But Mitch McConnell today filed, Mitch McConnell laid out his thinking in a conference call with other Senate Republicans earlier today. He wants to delay the Trump impeachment trial until February to give Trump's lawyers time to prepare. That's assuming that Trump was able to find a lawyer to represent him, because the last I heard, he couldn't, right? But I got to tell you, you know, last night I watched, and you know, because I spoke to you yesterday after it happened, I was in and out watching the parade and all the festivities yesterday. And it was heartwarming. Again, not because I love Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, but, you know, when you put them up next to Trump and Pence, I adore them. That's number one. And number two is I'm thrilled that we have purged that virus from our center of government, that Trump and Pence hopefully will no longer be heard from in American politics. We still have a ways to go, and hopefully the impeachment will settle that once and for all. And look, we also heard that the seven Senate Democrats just a little while ago filed an ethics complaint against Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz over their January 6th efforts to object to the 2020 presidential election results. I'll rather than explain why I think they were right, here's the statement. The senators wrote in a letter, by proceeding with their objections to the electors after the violent attack, Senators Cruz and Hawley lent legitimacy to the mob's cause and made future violence more likely. Democrats are requesting an investigation into the pair of senators over their challenge. Maybe that's the first step in expelling them, because I think those two should be expelled from the Senate. I really do. Again, that's my opinion. So last night, we watched the festivities, the big inaugural. It's kind of like a 21st century telethon, except they weren't asking us to send money, thankfully, because, you know, none of us have money anymore except for the billionaires. But I thought it was really well done. I was never a fan of inaugural night watching the balls and things, because it felt like that was for the rich and powerful. It didn't include us, the mere mortals, the mere citizens and voters and regular people who are just struggling to get by every day. But this thing last night was really good. And it started, of course, the first sounds you hear are the strum of a guitar. Here, I can't play much of it because, you know, I'll get copyright violated. But at 8:30 Eastern, when the thing began, celebrating America, this was what we heard. hear our guitar strumming, right? And it's a shot of the Lincoln Memorial. America. And there's Bruce Springsteen.
Proud to be here in cold Washington, D.C. tonight. I want to offer this small prayer for our country. This is land
of hope and dreams. You know, the minute he said, this is land, I'm like, of hope and dreams. I'm a Springsteen fan, in case you didn't know. What a way to kick it off. And there he is standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And he appeared to be alone. I'm like, wow, how cool is that? And then when he ended, the camera just panned to his left. And there's Tom Hanks. What looked to be a very, very cold Tom Hanks. And what made it all the sweeter is I heard that Donald Trump was stewing. Like, why did all the stars go there and nobody came to mine? You really, really need an answer to that? Anyway, I thought it was magical. You know, there were some parts that, all right, I fast-forwarded at best a few performers. But for the most part, I thought it was really, really well done. Foo Fighters rocked it. Oh, my God, were they great. And it reminded me that the newest member of Foo Fighters is an old friend of mine, Rami Jaffe, who plays the keyboards. And if you watched it, they opened on Rami playing his Hammond organ, doing a very sort of a like dirge-like intro to the song that just then kicked in, and it was so good. So I reached out and emailed Rami today because I hadn't spoken to him in a while. And it's like, how cool you were. You played at the inauguration. And he is basically being an expat in Mexico. He's there. He said he found this really cool place in December when the promo machine for the Foo Fighters shut down. And now they have another 2 weeks. And so he just went back to Mexico. So he will join us one of these days when he gets in a place that has better Wi-Fi. Because, you know, the thing is, I wanted to ask him, like, how was it playing at the inauguration? But they were in a studio in Seattle. It's not like they were there. But it was still cool. The thing is, and if you didn't listen to Monday's show, let me invite you to go back and listen to it. It is posted. Monday's date was, my daughter calls me every day when I'm on the air. She knows what time I'm on the air, and my phone rings with her every day, sometime between 5 and 6. Unbelievable. The date Monday was January 18th. Right? That was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we did a special show that day with a couple of musician friends of mine because I was bemoaning the fact that for the last 4 years, music and culture were absent from the White House. Well, starting yesterday, the music has returned. I can't wait to see. And look, I'm sure, you know, Joe Biden and Jill Biden are probably not, you know, the biggest contemporary music fans, although, you know, their family is, but they obviously appreciate the arts and they're willing to expand their horizons, probably beyond their personal comfort zone. So I can't wait to see the musical performances that come back into the White House because music and art and culture are really important to a society. And it's one of the things, if you look at the archives of the music performances from the White House over the years, just do a Google search, musical performances in the White House. It dates way back. And I think that's part of our nation's heritage. It's our strength. The other thing is just there are so many musicians celebrating the fact that Trump is gone. Somebody just moments ago, right before I came on the air, sent me a link to this song. Who was it? I don't even know who sent it. Can I find it? I don't know who sent it to me, but somebody did. I only heard the first opening bars of this, but I think it's just what we need to start the show. The first full day in the post Donald Trump era. This performer is named Billy D. Washington. Take it away, Billy D. Washington. And we can all sing along here.
Play, Billy.
Trump is gone.
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 I don't need no is gone.
Trump 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 is gone.
I don't need no other words to this song. But Trump is gone.
Everybody sing it.
Trump is gone.
One more thing I want to tell you.
Come on, Sean.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Yes, he is.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Pence
is gone.
Pence is
gone. I don't need no other words to this song. Come on now. Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Now we'll have our announcement.
I bring you greetings from the White House.
Say a word, Tommy, say a word.
Tell Paula White, Trump is gone.
Preach.
Tell Bob Johnson,
hello.
Oh, Trump is gone. Somebody tell Kanye, oh, that Trump is gone. Tell Diamond and Silk, that Trump is gone.
Yes, he is.
Tell Ben Carson, Trump is gone.
Let's go.
Come on here.
Wade.
Watch your voice, Doc.
Trump is gone. Yes, he is. Yes.
Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
Yeah, we bye-bye.
Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
Trump is gone. Hasta luego. Yeah.
Trump is gone.
I don't need no other word in his song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell Donald Trump to go.
Trump is gone.
Him and his toothpaste and I'm bye-bye.
Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
Somebody go ahead and peel that orange up out the door.
Trump is gone.
We don't want to see him no more.
Trump is gone.
Said I don't need no other word in this song. But Trump is gone. Ain't no lie.
Oh, yeah. Trump is gone. Pence is gone. Oh, hold on. Why do I have no... Oh, there we go. Pence is gone. Trump is gone. But if you're watching on video, I've got somebody on my screen. You know, what's so weird is throughout the day yesterday, there was this wonderful celebration going on. We were smiling. I felt happy, seriously happy yesterday and last night for the first time in 4 years. I'm not exaggerating. And yes, I shed tears of happiness last night watching the thing. There were a couple of points during the celebration when I couldn't contain it. And I'm sniffling and David's like, do you need a like allergy pill or something? I'm like, no, I'm in tears of happiness. This is wonderful. But trending on Twitter all day was Bernie Sanders. Now, I'm sure for a number of reasons, because there are a lot of Bernie fanatics out here who think, if only, you know, that could have been Bernie there. Should have been Bernie there. And there are memes that are popping up everywhere with this picture of Bernie Sanders sitting in the cold, because allegedly, apparently, it was very, very cold there in D.C. yesterday, with knitted, hand-knitted mittens that apparently a constituent made for him. And he's wearing them. And then later in the day, he actually gave them to someone, to a person who was out on the street who was cold. Bernie gave him those mittens. But these memes are everywhere. Everywhere. And so, there's stuff I could be covering, but I'm still in a celebratory mood. So let me play you one more song that I found. And this is from the Holderness family, who does, they make these videos. This is their, what they do for a living now. But because they noticed, too, the Bernie memes everywhere. They did a song about the Bernie memes. So, Holderness family, show us what you got.
In a blue mask with his arms crossed, he's sitting in a gray jacket with warm woolen mittens. It's Bernie Sanders. He's chilly, it seems. These are a few of my favorite memes.
Sorry for those of you listening.
Sitting while Justin Bieber serenading. This one, it looks like he's the three-eyed raven. This one is funny, but kind of blasphemous.
Last Supper.
These are a few of my favorite memes. So much to see from this inauguration. First female vice president of our nation. This brilliant poet just burst on the scene. Why am I mostly obsessed with these memes? He's in Blue's Clues, in the subway, on the Delaware. There were like thousands of favorite memes that came from him in this chair.
Oh, yeah.
I jazz it up a little bit. What in the heck was that big yellow paper? Was he going to the post office later? Did he need stamps at the UPS store? Maybe he should have dropped them off before. He's in Star Trek looking real warm and cozy. Or he's the dais of Nancy Pelosi. Or Baby Yoda levitating things. These are a few of my favorite memes. Did you know he was an excellent drummer?
Oh, man.
Did you know he got detention one summer? This will be my costume come Halloween. These are a few of my favorite memes. Next to Tom Hanks, next to Deadpool, on a skyscraper. Yeah, these are a few of my favorite memes. My God, I am in.
All right, I'm going to end it there just because they always end their videos in the oddest way. The wife comes in and they talk and they sort of sputter out. But that was pure brilliance. And so Bernie's hanging with me today, the Bernie meme. And for those of you who only heard that, if you're listening on the Progressive Voices Network or one of the other Verdant Square Radio or Netroots Radio or Progressive Voices, I will post that video along with the podcast of today's show. And actually the whole everything, I post it all on the blog. Today it'll be at NicoleSandler.com/12-1-21-21. You know, I gotta mention one other thing because I'd be remiss if I didn't. Today is the 21st of January, 2021. January 21st, 2010. Anybody, Bueller? Anybody know what significant date it is today? Or what happened 11 years ago today? Air America Radio ended. At the time, I was hosting the late night show there. I was on from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And that day, the Supreme Court handed down their decision on Citizens United. And I had lined up to talk with me, then Congressman Alan Grayson, about how, you know, what we thought was coming. When I got the news, I didn't know what the decision was yet. Alan Grayson called in, I believe we were going to tape it because I was on late at night. So we're going to tape it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I got the news actually from a listener who messengered me on social media and said, have you heard about Air America? I said, what about it? She said, they're done. And I'm like, no, I haven't heard anything yet. 15 minutes later, Bill Hess, then the program director, called me and told me it's over. Air America, they're pulling the plug, filing Chapter 7. It's done. And that night, I moved this program online. Now, we've moved time periods a lot, but I've been here consistently for the last 11 years. And I know a lot of you have been with me. So thank you for those who have. Welcome to those of you who are joining in. We are entering a new era of this program. And yes, well, right now it is the Biden Harris honeymoon period. I'm sure I will have lots to criticize them about. And you know me well enough to know that I will, because I criticize because I care, because I want them to do great things. I'm not there yet, just in case you're wondering. I'm still on a high. Now, Howie Klein will be along in a little while. He may be there. But he's also bringing us, we have another guest joining us today, a guy named Gary, what is Gary's last name? Damn it. I will tell you in a moment. Gary Chambers. Gary Chambers is a progressive from the state of Louisiana who is running for Congress. There are two empty seats in Louisiana. One is that congressman who was elected and never got sworn in before he died from COVID, Republican. The other one is Cedric Richmond, who just resigned his seat in Congress to go work in the Biden administration. And Gary Chambers is running to fill his seat in Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District. And Howie said, we got to have him on. You're going to love him. This guy's great. So we'll check in with him. And, you know, look, it's such a small margin of a Democratic majority in the House that we need to increase that. And now is the time. Look, this is the time to start thinking about running in 2022. We got no time to waste. But I know you're wondering, but what is Donald Trump thinking? I told you we had a hidden camera out there in Mar-a-Lago. You know, it's about an hour drive from where I sit. Anyway, so we got the hidden footage of Donald Trump watching the big celebration last night. It's kind of sad, but, you know, what the hell. How you feeling, Donnie?
Oh, wow, Tom Hanks. Total betrayal. I wish they'd let the Somali people kill you and Captain Phillips, you disloyal. Anybody could have done. Excuse me. Shut up, TV. Anybody could have done. Forrest Gump. Eric practically acts like Forrest Gump, and he's had no acting training, okay? So you're stupid, TV. At least I have you, Diet Coke. Another John. What is John Legend on contract with the Democrats? The guy's the most boring singer I've ever seen. And every Democrat, it's John Legend. More like John Not a Legend, okay? And then what? What else? Look at the Bidens dancing to Demi Lovato. Look at that. Yeah. Wait, he's not even jerking two men off when he moves his arms. That's not dancing. You're no dancer, Sleepy Joe. Your wife, maybe she can dance. She looks pretty good.
Oh.
You're no dancer. Yeah, unifying the country, please.
He's drunk on Diet Coke.
This country's a joke. If they don't see how great they had it with Donald J. Trump, then I don't know that this country's worth anything.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, Diet Coke. Katy Perry. What? Katy Perry. She's a radical left. That's why she got that haircut. She used to be attractive. When she was raised by a strong evangelical, Trump-loving family, she was quite attractive. And then all of a sudden she decided, I'm a Democrat. Give me a Whole Foods Supercuts haircut. And now that's what we get. And that's it. Fireworks. Everybody, you know, they love making fireworks illegal with great Trump supporters, but when the Democrats want to blow up Chocolate City with fireworks, totally okay. We're okay with it. And then, of course, you had Obama, Clinton, and Bush, three horrible presidents that I had to fix all of their mistakes. They wish they could have done what I did in 4 years. They all needed 8 years, and they were all failures. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Patriot Party's coming for you 2024. We want more in 2024. I got to go to sleep. Bye-bye, stupid America.
Oh, boy. Patriot Party. Yeah. Hey, Donald, that's a great idea. Great idea. You form the Patriot Party. You go. J.L. Coven, everybody, who was just brilliant. And, you know... I'm glad that Trump is gone. J.L. Coven, who, by the way, you should follow on YouTube because that's where you can find all these videos, lately has been doing, I've played for you his Mitch McConnell, and he did somebody else the other day, too. I can't remember who it was. But, you know, you get the idea. All right. We are in a quick break on the Progressive Voices Network. While we're doing this, you know, NBC has their new streaming channel, Peacock. And I've watched it a few times. It's kind of a pain in the ass to get to. But I'll tell you something. MSNBC, I can't even watch anymore because you can't stream them. Their streaming is so bad. But they put, they hired Mehdi Hasan from The Intercept and Away, and they gave him a show. Unfortunately, it's on Peacock. He would have been better at 7 o'clock than Joy Reid, but, you know, nobody asked me. Anyway, he did a thing. He does this thing where he gives you like a big story in 60 seconds. So he gave us, well, he ran down Trump's 4 years in 60 seconds, and it's pretty good. So with no further ado, here's Mehdi Hasan.
Start the clock. Goodbye, Donald Trump. Goodbye, Don Jr. Goodbye, Melania. Goodbye, Pence. Goodbye, Ivanka. Goodbye, Stephen Miller. Goodbye, Kayleigh. Goodbye, Rudy. Goodbye, Sidney Powell and your Kraken. Goodbye, My Pillow Guy. Goodbye, calls for martial law. Goodbye, Sharpiegate. Goodbye, very fine people on both sides. Goodbye, asshole countries. Goodbye, kids in cages. Goodbye, Muslim ban. Goodbye, border wall. Goodbye, longest government shutdown in history. Goodbye, pardoning of war criminals. Goodbye, climate change is a hoax. Goodbye, coronavirus is a hoax. Goodbye, White House super spreader events. Goodbye, mocking of disabled people. Goodbye, praise for QAnon. Goodbye, praise for Nazis. Goodbye, not paying taxes. Goodbye, lock her up. Goodbye, send her back. Goodbye, enemies of the people. Goodbye, stuffing the judiciary with unqualified judges. Goodbye, golf every weekend at the taxpayers' expense. Goodbye, arguments over crowd sizes. Goodbye, waiting for infrastructure week. Goodbye, waiting for a healthcare plan. Goodbye, Covfefe. Goodbye, windmills cause cancer. Goodbye, that whole shower pressure toilet flush thing. Goodbye, injecting disinfectant. Goodbye, trying to buy Greenland. Goodbye, praise for MBS. Goodbye, praise for Putin. Goodbye, incitement to insurrection. Goodbye, goodbye, real Donald Trump. Goodbye. Start the clock. Goodbye, Donald Trump. Goodbye, Don Jr. Goodbye, Melania. Goodbye, Pence. Goodbye, Ivanka. Goodbye, Stephen Miller. Goodbye, Kayleigh. Goodbye, Rudy. Goodbye, Sidney Powell and your Kraken. Goodbye, My Pillow Guy. Goodbye, calls for martial law. Goodbye, Sharpiegate. Goodbye, very fine people on both sides. Goodbye, asshole countries. Goodbye, kids in cages. Goodbye, Muslim ban. Goodbye, border wall. Goodbye, longest government shutdown in history.
Oh, did I already? Did I let it go through 1 minute already?
Goodbye, coronavirus is a hoax. Goodbye, White House super spreader events. Goodbye, mocking of disabled people. Goodbye, praise for QAnon. Goodbye, praise for Nazis. Goodbye, not paying taxes. Goodbye, lock her up. Goodbye, send her back. Goodbye, enemies of the people. Goodbye, stuffing the judiciary with unqualified judges. Goodbye, golf every weekend at the taxpayers' expense. Goodbye, arguments over crowd sizes. Goodbye, waiting for infrastructure week. Goodbye, waiting for a healthcare plan. Goodbye, Covfefe. Goodbye, windmills cause cancer. Goodbye, that whole shower pressure toilet flush thing.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye,
oh, we already heard this.
Goodbye,
sorry.
Trying to buy Greenland. Goodbye, praise for MBS. Goodbye, praise for Putin. Goodbye,
okay.
Incitement to insurrection. Goodbye, goodbye,
goodbye,
real Donald Trump. Goodbye.
Phew. All right, Mehdi Hasan. I'm not going to let it play a third time. Sorry about that. I got distracted. Mehdi Hasan. And now the YouTube chat room is telling me that Sam Cedar's first hour is on Peacock, that somebody else is on Peacock. Larry Wilmore has a show on Peacock. So I guess if you can figure out how to get there, it's the future, everybody. It's the future. All right. We'll take a quick break because my daughter's here for something and she can't come in the house. So I got to go find it for her. And then we'll be back with Howie Klein next because it's Thursday. It's the Nicole Sandler Show. Don't go away. No, hold on. We'll be right back.
These are the sounds of crushed souls. The sounds of despair from former radio personalities languishing in the purgatory of corporate consolidation. These former radio personalities have lost their livelihoods, not because they weren't entertaining or informative, but because they don't meet today's corporate terrestrial broadcast standards of being smelly, overweight douchebags, seething with vein-popping hatred. These radio refugees and their audiences have since migrated to the internet, but their struggle continues as the quest for monetization ensues. Nicole Sandler is leading the way to reestablishing thought-provoking and entertaining radio. And you can help by clicking the donate button on NicoleSandler.com. Donate today or or as much and as often as you can. Dry the tears of listeners by removing the rotting stench of corporate radio. Won't you help?
Are you a multinational corporation hungry for a treat? Well, come on down to Schmucky Chucky's, where you'll personally be seated by Chuck Schumer himself.
So many dishes, and they're all fresh.
You're gonna love our Blue Dog special, the Dino Burger, because we say so.
A good hamburger and french fries.
And every burger comes with a side order of...
grits. I love grits. I love anything with corn. It's corn.
All for only $50,000. Wash it all down with a Dirty Debbie.
9/10 water, 1/10 oranges. After a week or two, you drink this, it's 200 calories and it's acetic.
And wipe your mouth with a tissue print of Glass-Steagall. For dessert, try our DNC tarts.
Little cookies, tell the quality of that.
Most restaurants give you a mint, but at Schmucky Chucky's, you get complimentary.
Sweet and low.
Who picks up the tab for all this? Find out now with Howie Klein of DownWithTyranny.com on The Nicole Sandler Show.
Hello, Howie Klein.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
I'm great. I burst into happiness yesterday. And again, my listeners already heard this, not because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are in office, but because Donald Trump is gone. Yeah.
Our whole part of the country feels the same way. But, you know, do you notice today that the mood seems lighter? I mean, it's like on Twitter and social media in general.
Yes. Yes. It's amazing. I mean, it's like this giant 278-pound orange weight has been lifted off our shoulders. I don't buy the 238 pounds. By the way, did you hear Trump's old doctor, Bornstein, died? I'm sure it's just a coincidence, but it's this feeling of lightness. It's like, you know, I watched a little bit of Jen Psaki's press conference, the White House press briefing today, and I watched most of the ones she did yesterday, and they were wonderfully dry and kind of boring. And the best part is, I wasn't being yelled at, lied to, or talked down at.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of what the Biden administration is going to be all about. You know, a little boring, but thankfully so.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's what we need right now. I mean, just getting through that first press conference, and I couldn't help but remember back 4 years. Now, today, 4 years ago today, we were out marching. Right. We were out marching all over the world. But Sean Spicer held his first press conference to bitch and yell at the reporters because they reported accurately that the inauguration was sparsely attended. So, you know, what Jen Psaki should have done when she came out there yesterday is said, this inauguration was undeniably the lowest attended inauguration in all of history, period. And I think she would have gotten a laugh, but, you know, whatever. I guess not, because he didn't laugh, so maybe not. Maybe it wasn't that funny.
I was not looking for laughs in this administration.
No.
They are looking for, you know, to convey the whole idea of the seriousness of everything that's going on now.
Well, that is true. And this is not the time. Look, that was one of my millions of criticisms of Trump. He would always say one of his, you know, routine excuses for whenever he fucked something up was, I was joking. I was kidding. It's not your job to be a comedian. You know, maybe once a year when they used to have the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or at the I forget what it's called, the other dinner where they have to be a comedian. But we don't want the president to be up on the podium cracking jokes. That's not the job. He never did the job. And now we find out today, Dr. Fauci is in. We are back. We told the World Health Organization we're not leaving. He appeared at the briefing at 4 o'clock today. But we learned that the plan, the big rollout plan for the vaccines by the Trump administration was non-existent. They lied about that, too. They lied about everything.
Everything. And they will continue for whatever platform they have, they will continue lying. You can count on it.
Oh, of course. Now
it amazes me to see some of these Republicans, being so anti Biden already. It shocks me. To see Ted Cruz come out like whining and crying immediately about, they were mean to us. They were mean to us. Biden was mean to us. There's no unity because he's mean.
Excuse me. Did they live here for the last 4 years? Do you want to talk about mean? Joe Biden said, "I will represent you even if you didn't vote for me. I represent everybody." Donald Trump never uttered those words. In fact, what he said is, if you're a Democrat, if you voted for someone else, you're a traitor to this country. I mean, the double standard that they expect is astounding. I mean, it's expected, but it's astounding still.
Yep, absolutely. And that it defines some of these people. It's shocking. Did you see the list? It's called the Sweet 16 list. Did you already come across that?
No. What is it?
So these are 16, they're supposedly moderate. So what they are the 16, there are 8 Democrats.
Oh, God.
And these are senators. 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans. Sorry?
I said, I know what's, I hear what's coming. Okay. No,
Joe Manchin, of course, Mark Kelly, Frackenlooper, that whole list, along with Romney and Susan Collins.
Right.
So they're all very, very conservative. And this is supposedly going to be the people who the Biden administration is going to be working with to get everything passed. These very, very conservative members of the Senate. Who are trying to pass themselves off as, we're the moderate adults, we're the sane people.
Yeah, like the House, I'm doing air quotes, Problem Solvers Caucus, right?
Yeah, that kind of thing. That's right, exactly.
Gotcha.
Anyone interested in all of the names, you want to see them all, I just tweeted it a few minutes ago.
Oh,
if you go to my Twitter account, you'll see it almost immediately.
Okay.
All 16. The only thing that shocked me is, I guess she was too conservative. I don't know what it was, but they didn't want Kirsten Sinema in it.
Really?
She is, without a doubt, the most conservative Democrat in the Senate, in all of Congress. I mean, far worse than Manchin. They didn't want her in this thing. Well, she didn't want to be in it. I'm not sure.
That's surprising, because I threw her name out there right after you said Joe Manchin, but I guess not. She's too toxic for even them. and this is in a Senate. I don't know if you heard this news I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. A group of 7 senators, and I don't have their names, I can guess, but 7 senators have filed an ethics complaint against Hawley and Cruz.
Oh, great. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, these are Democrats.
Democrats.
Not Republicans.
Right. No, yeah. 7 Senate Democrats filed an ethics complaint against Hawley and Cruz over their January 6th efforts, saying by proceeding with their objections to the electors after the violent attack, Senators Cruz and Hawley lent legitimacy to the mob's cause and made future violence more likely. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is yes, it sounds good, unless it's going to be instead of what Cori Bush is trying to do, which is to get these people expelled.
Yes. Oh, and I like her idea better. But I think they can work from both angles, because the more the merrier, right? So Howie Klein.
Well, then,
Because
usually what happens in this kind of case is that they'll take the lesser. They'll take the lesser thing. I quoted I don't even remember who I quoted today, but there's someone saying, the Democrats' idea is to take a really good idea, cut it in half, make it a crappy idea, and have that the ultimate winner.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that seems to be the way they tend to operate. That's not a good thing.
No.
Yeah. So meanwhile, there's business going on. Mitch McConnell also wants to delay the impeachment trial into February to give Trump's attorneys a chance to prepare. But there is an argument to be made that the more time that goes by, the more damning evidence comes out. So I guess I could argue either way.
Trump doesn't have attorneys, though.
No, we that's what I heard.
Everyone is passed on taking this case.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, he pardoned Judge Jeanine's ex-husband now, so maybe she'll represent him.
she still has a license to practice. I'm very excited. We have a guest.
We do. Yes. And actually, I see him. He has just made his way into the Zoom room. So while I get him all set up here and get his shot here through the thing, why don't you tell us a little bit about who's joining us, Howie?
Okay, well, one of the most important things to know is that Joe Biden hired a fairly conservative establishment Democrat from a very, very, very blue district in southern Louisiana, the 2nd District, and this guy, Cedric Richmond, is now going to be working for Biden, that opens up this seat. Republicans don't even bother to run in this seat. This is a really pure Democratic seat. So whoever, and the way they do the jungle primary there. So everybody runs on the ballot together. And there are a bunch of very sort of establishment Democrats running. And then there's one super progressive, I mean super, super progressive, who's running as well, and that's who our guest is today.
Ah, and there he is.
I'm excited to hopefully be able to introduce you right now if the technology is
working. We are there. Gary Jr. Chambers Jr. is with us. By the way, he's on Twitter at Gary Chambers Jr. And his website is chambersforcongress.com. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so nice to meet you. I watched your video, one of the videos you have posted on your website, and I'm excited. I'm really excited that
I'm
you're
glad.
Running.
You
yeah.
Know, we are
and
excited
when,
to be in this
when
race.
When's the election?
Wait, Gary, can you hear each other? Howie just asked, when's the election? I know it's in March, right?
March the 20th.
March the 20th. So this is...
So that's really soon when you realize that we're at the end of January now, and then comes February, and then comes March. So people who are thinking, oh, yeah, we don't have to think about congressional elections again until 2022. No, we're talking about a really, really important election coming up March 20th. So if you go to the, for example, the Blue America Act Blue page, you will, since Blue America just endorsed Gary, you'll be able to contribute to his campaign, and I hope you do. And Nicole and I are going to show you why you're going to feel that you want to contribute to Gary's campaign. And, of course, the way we're going to do that is by asking Gary, why are you running?
Gary, why are you running?
I'm running because I want to create change for the people of Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District as well as for this country. I'm running for my 11-year-old daughter named Zoe, who deserves to breathe clean air and live in an environment where she can live out her wildest dreams in Louisiana. I'm running because I live in the state that ranks 50 in the nation of all states. We rank number 50 in crime because we rank number 49 in opportunity. I'm running for the people who live in divested communities in Cancer Alley who deserve to have green jobs and the opportunity to have health care access and Medicare for all. I am running because I believe that the future is now and change is upon us if we go out and work for it.
I like all of that. So I'm curious to know, like Howie Klein and Gary Chambers, how did the two of you meet? How do you get to know each other?
Some Bernie-crats who I know told me that there is the most amazing candidate anywhere in the country running for Cedric Richmond's seat, and they basically know them from their work on Twitter and social media in general, and that person was Gary Chambers Jr. So then I started watching his videos, not just that great one that we see up all the time since he's announced, which is the most important one, but also some videos. There have been videos of Gary up on the internet. They're there. Everyone should look at them. They're amazing. This guy would, if he gets into Congress, he's going to change the way Congress works, and very, very few people can do that. But he just has a special thing about him. I don't want to embarrass Gary, but there's just something about Gary that you almost never see. Do you remember that time I'm sure you do, Nicole. There were actually two times where AOC was dancing.
Uh-huh.
Those are the turnarounds for her. Once was in front of her office, and once was on a rooftop before
right.
she was elected. And what, that was like, it, and there are videos of Gary dancing, music playing, Gary dancing. And you just think, this guy has got something that no one else has, that Congress, you know, I love some of the members of Congress. There are some great members, you know, people like, you know, like Ted Lieu, people like Pramila Jayapal. These are fantastic people.
Mm-hmm.
Gary is going to go into that Congress and make Congress not just a different place, make Congress a better place.
Well, I like that. So, Gary, what have you been doing? What is your background? What brings you to run for Congress?
So I have been a small business owner in Baton Rouge, as well as an advocate for years. I've been fighting for change all over our community. I have fought for racial justice and equity in our community. I fought for economic development projects and actually won those fights, $300 million investment happening in a divested community because we organized 22 community meetings all over our parish. We have parishes in Louisiana, not counties. To help keep an investment in our community and grow that investment. And that's without an elected office or title or position, just because I care about my community. And so I'm committed to being progressive-minded in my policies, but also willing to reach across the aisle when those opportunities present themselves to get things done for people.
And I've noticed, you know, sometimes a candidate will throw their hat in the ring and they'll launch a campaign and they'll go on Twitter and I'll notice they've got, you know, a few hundred listeners, a few hundred followers, maybe 1,000 followers. You've got a ridiculous amount of followers on Twitter. What you're 83,000 followers on Twitter. So obviously you've got a following there in Louisiana.
And 200,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I've been at this a while. It's not typical that somebody like me would run for office. But I think that that's the problem. We have too many establishment people, too many cookie cutter people that run for Congress, and they miss the mark. They don't understand the communities that they serve. They're not connected to the issues. They don't come from the plight of the people. And as a result, when they get to D.C., they represent special interests. The beauty of this campaign so far is we have had over 6,000, nearly 7,000 people give to this campaign since we launched, and we've raised over $250,000 already,
wow.
Which says that this is a people-powered movement for the progress of Louisiana's 2nd Congressional District.
Gary says that he's raising that kind of money, believe me, he's not talking about lobbyists or corporate interests or PACs, excuse me, or anything like that. These are people who see themselves in Gary Chambers. That's what this is. Gary is really, more than anyone, he is the people's candidate. He's an amazing guy. He's got huge charisma. So, I mean, not everybody who's got good ideas like he does can get it across the way he does. Like I said, you know, if you think about making an investment to make Congress more responsive to your ideas and to make Congress a better place, Gary Chambers is the way to go.
Great. This is exciting. So you represent, it's the Baton Rouge area of Louisiana? Because I know there's... it's New Orleans. Okay.
It's Baton Rouge, the river parishes, and New Orleans. And so it covers 10 parishes. It was gerrymandered just right to make sure they picked up enough black votes to make it a majority black district. But black people are actually 34% of this state, and we only have one black congressman out of the six that we have.
Wow.
This is a perfect example of what they call packing and gerrymandering, where they just like searched out every African American that they could find to keep other districts around it as white as possible. That's how they did this thing. It was the Republican-controlled legislature of Louisiana, and I mean, it just doesn't make sense. The district doesn't make any sense. And when you say Baton Rouge, by the way, it's not all of Baton Rouge. It's basically the north side of Baton Rouge, which is very African American. Am I right there, Gary?
You did your homework, Howard.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I did it right.
Now there is another open house seat in Louisiana because somebody got elected. Before he got sworn in, he got COVID and died. Right?
So
Is he a Republican? What's the story with that?
Yeah, very Republican.
Wow.
Yes, he was Bledlow.
Yeah.
He was the chief of staff for the
Abraham.
Congressman who preceded him.
Okay. Huh. Well, that's astounding. How are things in Louisiana? How is your COVID control and vaccination distribution going there?
Like everything else in Louisiana?
Well, I'm in Florida. So I'm in Florida. So, we're Florida, and I don't leave the house because our governor, moron death sentence, wants to kill us. He just wants to kill us.
I don't think our governor's as bad as DeSantis. We've got a Democrat as governor. John Bell does try to do a good job. The issue is, though, there's a Republican controlled legislature that has fought him at every turn when he's tried to do things to get us beyond where we are. And I think that he's just conceded rather than them. They literally had a session to strip him of his powers to call an emergency declaration, right? The state legislature convened to strip the governor of his powers. They actually voted to do it, and it was overturned by the courts. They said the court said that they could not do this. But Republicans here are just as, or if not worse, than they are anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, well, they're pretty bad everywhere. Is there a crowded field? Do you have many opponents in this race?
So there are a few big names, establishment folks that are in the race, folks that have been elected almost as long as I've been alive.
Wow. Yeah. And those
senators and things like that. But they're, there's like one is really conservative, one is supposedly a liberal. But the reality of it is that these are just establishment people. Mm-hmm. These are people who know how to play ball with the lobbyists and with the corporations, and that's what they do. And, Gary is the one who's running on the Green New Deal. Gary is the one who's running on Medicare for All. Gary is the one who is the real representative of real, actual people and someone who can make a difference. The other people, they're Democrats. They're not Republicans who are running. These are Democrats. They'll be worthless, basically, like most of the Democrats in the Congress, worthless. Gary will make a difference. People don't usually get that choice. Usually we get a choice to pick between frick and frack.
Yeah, right. So this is exciting. Howie and I talk about this all the time, that there is a huge progressive base out there who wants to see a candidate like you. The Democratic Party, I think because it's led by party elders who are an anachronism these days, they think it's still the old days. They don't understand that times have changed. And if people want a Republican, they'll vote for a Republican. They're not going to vote for a Republican light. That's why when the Democrats tend to run these centrist candidates, oftentimes they lose. So is there a big progressive base in Louisiana?
I think we're going to find out. I don't think that too often progressives run because they fear that they can't win. But we're proving right now that people are willing to support that. We've got folks signing up to volunteer. Young people are energized and charged up about our campaign. And I think that we've got a real shot at doing this.
Nice.
And because there are so many candidates, Gary's got a shot for if not winning outright on March 20th, of at least coming in first as he goes into the runoff.
Right.
And the runoff is, what, is a month later, right, in April?
April 24th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's a chance it won't even be a runoff because, Gary stands out from the other candidates. The other candidates are all the same. There's like, it's like amazing when you look at them, there's little differences here and there that don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're all one, and there are lots of them. And then there's Gary.
Gotcha. Well, this sounds great. Again, chambersforcongress.com is the website. Obviously, they can follow you on Twitter at Gary Chambers Jr., J-R. Get same thing on Instagram?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And Howie Klein, this is a great time to mention that the Blue America PAC, that you run, raises money to help progressive candidates just like Gary. You are not only up and running for 2022, but you have a new easy-to-find URL. 2021, right, because this is a special election. So this is in March. But tell people how to find the Blue America PAC now easily.
Yes. Well, I hope you have it because I'm in a different room right now.
All right.
You know, we used to have a very, very complicated URL, but now you can just go to Down With Tyranny. Why don't you read it?
I'm looking. Here you are. downwithtyranny.com/blue-america-pac. It's that easy. And then you get there and you can pick Senate races, congressional races, whatever you're looking for. You have it organized beautifully. So you have House, Senate, incumbents, and state legislatures. So Gary's race would be under House. Right?
Right. Right, because Gary is running for Congress,
yep.
The House of Representatives. So you just go there and you'll find Gary Chambers and just, give what you can. I'm sure Gary's average donation is probably pretty small. And fine, you can only afford $10, please, $10 helps. Give $10. If you want to stretch a little bit and give more, God bless. Please do.
Okay. And you've got 6 candidates right now listed. Are these all special elections or are some of these who have like I see you have Antoinette Cedillo Lopez who's going to come on the show.
That's a special election.
Right. She is running for the seat that will be vacated by Deb Haaland of New Mexico, who's going to be the Interior Secretary. Right.
Right. The Albuquerque seat.
Also,
the same situation as in Gary's race. A very, very, very blue district. Republicans don't really have a shot there. Whoever the Democrats pick is going to be the member of Congress. And, she's got the same thing. Deb has got a bunch of, establishment Democrats running against her, just the way Gary does. And, we've got to do what we can to help our people, to help people like Antoinette and Gary. That's really the most important thing that we can do.
Right. And the thing is, the margin is so tight in the House between the Democrats and the Republicans. We need to increase the margin of leadership, but we need to fill those seats with real progressives. And that's who won in the election. The blue dogs, the centrists, as they like to call them, the moderates, they didn't fare so well, did they, Howie?
No, the Democrats had a lot of incumbents who lost. Every single one of them, was an opponent of Medicare for All. Every single one of them was an opponent of the Green New Deal. Those are the ones who lost. The people who support the Green New Deal, the people who support Medicare for All, and generally a progressive agenda like that, none of them lost. None, not one. Not a single one.
That's right.
So, all this hand-wringing about how, we need blue dogs and we need moderates, so-called moderates, and we need this and we need that. No, people don't want them. As Nicole just said, if they want a Republican, they can just vote for a Republican. In terms of Democrats, we need to vote for real Democrats, the real thing, like Gary Chambers and Antoinette.
Absolutely. And we will have her on in the next couple of weeks. We got mushed up against the impeachment and the inauguration and everything, but she will be joining us. She's a state senator, I believe, in New Mexico. And so she's
in
Albuquerque. You hear the music. That means we're coming up on the end of the show. Gary Chambers, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for running. Thank you for stepping up because this is so important. And everybody, support him. Chambersforcongress.com. Howie, any last words here?
Just see you soon, Gary.
Thank you.
Thanks so much,
well.
Gary. You too. You take care. And Howie Klein, did you watch any of the stuff last night or no?
No. I'm watching it on, bits and pieces on YouTube. That's all. I work during the day.
Right. Watch Springsteen and watch Foo Fighters, who were awesome. Just passing that along. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure what we're going to do tomorrow, but we'll figure out. We'll end our week of celebration that Trump is gone. Thank you, Howie Klein. I'll see you next week. And you guys, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everyone. Celebrate. It's okay. We can. Bye.